Texte numéro 53. Has the cost of living crisis had an impact on crime levels? New statistics suggest the cost of living crisis has not had a major impact on crime overall, despite greater financial pressures. In fact, data from the Office for National Statistics, ONS, concluded that total crime has decreased by 8% when comparing data between October 2021 and June 2022 to the pre-COVID year ending March 2020, although it is a mixed picture. ONS compared these two timeframes, presumably because all social distancing measures have now been lifted and society has, for the most part, returned to its pre-COVID measures. But new challenges face the UK now, such as the looming recession, fuel poverty and food inflation, as well as a decreased workforce and an increase in chronic illness. While the cost of living crisis has worsened over the autumn, energy regulator Ofgem increased sparking the steady climb in prices. These stats, therefore, may show the early indications of how the changing living standards impacts crime rates. According to the Face-to-Face Crime Survey for England and Wales, CSEW, theft decreased by 19%, although ONS warned that this was too early to suggest a new long-term trend, although it does imply a sustained impact of COVID. Still, this stat alone drove the statistically significant decrease of crime overall down by 8%. Police recorded crime data also found burglary was down 28%, robbery down by 23%, vehicle offences by 19%, knife-enabled crime down 9%, offences involving firearms down by 10%. Homicide rates also fell by 5%. According to CSEW, fraud has returned to pre-COVID pandemic levels, but it did increase during the pandemic. The ONS links this to behavioural changes, presumably as more people spent their days online due to the lockdown measures. Confusingly, the total number of police recorded crime also suggests overall that it had actually exceeded pre-COVID levels, but this is thought to be down to a change in the way crimes are now reported. Between April and June this year, there were 1.7 million reported crimes, while between January to March 2020, there were 1.4 million. The police records indicate sexual offences also rose by 21% compared to the pre-COVID pandemic year ending March 2020. ONS said this increase to 197,000 offences is the highest annual figure recorded in England and Wales. However, economic struggles could push people into forms of crime, according to the London mayor, Sadiq Khan. He claimed in August that there would be a rise in shootings and stabbings as the climbing cost of living would make it easier for gangs to entrap vulnerable young people. Adapted from the Huffington Post, November 2022.